At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is Dukes and Bell. I am becoming a Gainesville supporter, and I want these kids to have a chance to continue to play. Big shout out to King Philip, who hit us up, says, Day-Day, thank you for that information about the official, who did step back after this incident started. And we're talking about Brunswick and Gainesville, a fight that happened last week that now may cost Gainesville an opportunity to advance in the state playoffs. Noble says, guys, the official did take two steps back when this incident developed. That's just not a good look. And I think that's where I think, you know, they've got to be reasonable. I don't know if they will be. And here's the other thing, Mike. Let's be honest with this, okay? You're not trying to be biased, but guys are hitting us up, and I cannot paint a broad brush and tell you that Brunswick is dirty. Okay? I don't want to do that because I'm talking about a lot of kids who are putting in a lot of hard work as well. But, Mike, I don't know what their coach's message is. But right. A lot of people are saying this was dirty play, and it led to this. But they're pointing the finger at Brunswick. I don't want to do that, guys, but I hear you. I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is the team that won and advanced and a mistake happened, just don't punish all these kids and have their season go astray simply because a few mistakes were made. We get it. Mike's right. If it's a half, whatever it might be. But, Mike, I am on Gainesville's side with this and saying let these kids have a chance to play.
I mean, again, the Georgia, if we get back into the nuts and bolts of it, the GHSA is in part responsible because you had officials who didn't have the backbone to take control of this game before it got off the rails. You know, who put your hands up, you played in sports where the refs came in and said, hey, it gave a warning to
too
the sideline.
You're too aggressive.
I know in ice hockey that happened all the time. Football, it happens in basketball. You know, but it's about a guy. You got to have – look, I get it. You know, there's some good refs out there, some bad refs. But you've got to have some control of the game. You didn't – the state didn't provide, or the GHSA didn't provide the proper officiating, which then led to this debacle, which in turn cost the championship potential for Gainesville. So there's a little daisy chain to it.
No doubt.
You know, and if you start lawyering up – and again, I hate that. I always hate when sports and the courtroom they intersect. But you know, there's no other recourse for Gainesville. But they got to get in front of a judge.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
that's the tough part. All right, man, we'll keep you updated as more information comes out. I know Josh Niblett, he's the head coach up there. He did speak about this, I think, last night. But we've got nothing new because again, today was the hearing in which they made their case. And then some of these decisions were made where, hey, we're going to continue to suspend X amount of kids. Either way, it's something we're talking about because it affects our community. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, I want all our kids and certainly all these schools who are participating in the state high school playoffs to have a chance.
Right. As we said, because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, you know, it's for some, it was the end of the regular season for some guys. It's the last chance you get to have that fellowship, that camaraderie, and more importantly, just to rep, because that's a lifetime of memories. It goes back to your 30-year reunion and beyond about playing football. So you hate to see it end like that for all the reasons you just laid out. So we'll see where it goes. Because, again, this is Georgia. This is like Texas, California. This is where it's big-time football. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, the refs couldn't step up to the plate. And look, and also shame on Brunswick, because again, I've got the same text you got in some of these tweets. I didn't grow up in that part of Southwest Georgia or Southeast Georgia, so I don't know if Brunswick's had a dirty rep. I don't know that. I just know that on that given night, they got humiliated and they showed their butt.
And it happens. Sometimes you run into a team that's just better than you and kicks your butt, and it's humiliating. Mike's right. 404-726-0929. You can comment if you would like. And I'm curious to know where you're at on this. And I will say this. If you are letter of the law guy, and you're going to say, Dukes, those kids deserve to be suspended. I don't care. They shouldn't play. I simply would ask you, if it was your child, what would you be saying?
Right.
If it was your son in his senior year, and they've worked their tails off, and they're one of the top teams in the region, and here they are rolling through, and an incident happens. Okay, mistakes happen. What would you be saying? And that's why I'm saying let these kids play. Apparently we have an official mic on the line. What is his name, Day-Day? Let's talk to Bobby real quick. Bobby, you officiate high school football. Do you want to share something on this situation?
Yeah, I technically, I don't do the football. I do the basketball, but I know they teach you the referees. A lot of times do not get involved when things like that happen. That's for the coaches and stuff to do. They tell us to step back and just take names, basically. Hmm. Because if we were to put our hands on the players,
then you're getting sued. Yeah.
So you can't really blame the referee for taking a step back in that situation.
Okay.
Because that's exactly what they teach us to do.
Huh.
When it comes to this situation right here, it's kind of a rough situation to say. I didn't really see it, but I will say this. The other day, I was talking to an AD at another school. I was doing one of the Thanksgiving tournaments, and he was saying that, you know, that they better suspend those kids. And the reason why is because a situation happened to him where two players on his own team got in a fight, and they fined him $500. So he was like, the rule is just what the rule. So I would tell all coaches that's out there that this is just something you're going to have to go over with your team at practice on how to deal with a situation like that. Hmm. Because I feel bad for those kids. I don't see no way around it, because if they allow those kids to play, other schools that have been punished by the situation, they're going to be pretty upset about it. So,
and again,
I really don't know. This is,
I was going to say, no, but if you just said, now everybody's worried about liability. So if you actually put your hands to separate two kids, or in some case, I mean, like, I understand that aspect of it, but I still think an official needs to take control of a football game.
Bobby, thank you.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for the insight.
Yeah. Mike, where are we?
That's America in 2025.
Where are we?
This ridiculous, litigious society where you can't do anything without worry.
Mike, it's a football game.
I know. And you've got to, but you need it. I don't know. The era we played in, refs took control of the game. That was a big part of it, you know? We've seen it. Look, you see in the NFL, sometimes there's wishy-washy refs. Hopefully they don't last too long. There's guys who can take charge of a football game. You know, you're the man, like refereeing in boxing, right? The man in the middle.
Bobby says they teach them to step back and take names. Let me tell you what happens. What you just witnessed on Friday night.
Right. A melee.
When you step back, and now I'm pulling out my little chart, right? My little notepad, and I'm going 19, 24, 68.
Right.
Right? This is what transpires when it's easier to just say, hey, call a timeout, stop play. Mike's right, get the coaches involved. Call them to midfield. I don't care what the hell you do.
Right.
Is this what we're teaching these officials? Like, that even upsets me even more than the incident,
right?
Because I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah, let
them
go.
You want to de-escalate a situation. You're letting it escalate by saying, well, don't touch the kids. You know, somebody's parents might be upset. Who cares? Your kid's playing football.
Right. The kids are wearing helmets and pads. You're a referee wearing ill-fitting pants.
It was crazy. I'm laughing at the pants. But I've seen plenty of times, okay, even if you don't want to physically put your hands, whistle in your mouth. Whoop, whoop, hands waving.
Right.
Whoop, whoop, we've got an incident. Whoop, whoop,
exactly,
whoop.
Right.
All hands on deck. Whoop, whoop.
Right.
It simply will draw attention and get the coaches
right
to where you need them to be to de-escalate, like you just said.
That's my biggest issue, Day-Day. Like, that rule, wherever that came from, boo. Whoever invented that, whoever did that in State of Georgia, boo. De-escalate. Don't let these kids think that they can just push and, oh, well, I'm going to step back. 12, 10. It's stupid. I'm sorry. It just is. With that said, Bobby, thank you again for that information. He says he does basketball. Is that what y'all do in basketball too? Because these big guys be pushing down low.
Right.
These guys are bodying down low. Do you just, step back, take numbers.
Right.
Remember we saw
that incident up in Cartersville, that tournament a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And
it got violent.
And that's that's why you always worry about when you have something. Who are the officials? You know, do you have enough? First of all, like, I get it. If you ain't got backup, that's why you do have, like, you know, eight officials on the field. Somebody go help your boy out, right?
No doubt. Somebody go
Strange.
Help. All right, man. Just talking about this because it's such a big deal. And again, once the ruling came down today, we wanted to put it out there. Because I know a lot of people are interested, and Bobby's right. There are schools that have been penalized. There are coaches who have been fined. There is stuff out there already that has happened that is similar to this. I just think every situation, I can always talk about this, is different. Every situation is different.
You want to use some common sense. One school was getting humiliated. The kids, it is what it is. They showed their arse. They lost their cool. And now you – and what kind of team – how as a coach, the other side to look at this, and this is where we stop with, like, the ridiculous margins of litigation and liability and all this crap. It's your teammate. You got two guys swinging on your teammate. I mean, you go to help your teammate out.
Absolutely.
And if that's your boy, you've been playing with these guys for – you've gone to high school. You grew up with these guys. You're going to get it on the field. It's so easy for the armchair quarterback to say, they need to stay on the sidelines. I even said it to start the segment. They got to stay on the sidelines.
No, they don't.
Easier said than done when this thing develops into what it did.
No. Let me tell you, and again, I'm not making this about me because it's not, but because I lived an experience like this, Mike, at the end of the day, you know what all my boys were saying after we got into that fight, that melee? It was like, were you out there? Hell yeah, I was out
there. Get your boys back.
You didn't know who was who because it was like, you're grabbing one of their guys, they're grabbing one of your guys, you're seeing one of your guys on the ground. Right. It is a sense of chaos, but it was literally like, hey, Darnell, were you out there? Hell yeah, I was out there. Well, were you out there? Yes.
Well, in Major League Baseball, why do you think Major League Baseball fights 9 times out of 10 are just a waste of everyone's time, but why do you think everybody, including the bullpen coach, come out of the bullpen and sprint like the 100 yards to get into the infield to get in? You got to have your teammates back.
Corbin says, at the end of the day, fellas, they're still kids, man. Let them play. That's where I'm at. All right, one more phone call on this. Who we got, Day-Day? I'm sorry, man. Victor, we're all talking about this. Want to hear your thoughts on it. We got a lot more to get to. Dave Archer's going to join us. Victor, what are your thoughts on this with Gainesville and Brunswick?
You got to let them play.
Why?
Teammates. You got to fight for each other, man. And I believe Brunswick did it on purpose.
Were you
beat down.
Okay.
Just let them play.
You were not at the game, though, right? You were not at the game. You're just saying because of what you've either seen or read or people have told you, that's how you feel, right?
That's how I feel. And also, I coached for 12 years. I coached basketball. I haven't coached in a while, but
okay.
You can't leave a teammate behind. I just feel like Brunswick did it on purpose because they were getting their butts whooped. And hopefully that's not the case, but you can't leave you got to fight for your teammates.
I don't disagree. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you listening. And again, Brunswick has a 1-year postseason ban. So it's not like they haven't been penalized. They are done for the season, so their kids don't have to play next week or this weekend. But that affects them moving forward. All right, 404-726-0929. More text on that. We got to take a quick break. We're coming back. Dave Archer is going to join us. Mike, let's ask Arch what he thinks about all this stuff, man.
Because it's just talking, in addition, the Brunswick story has been popping with Gainesville. We've been talking to a lot of listeners on the text line and on social media today. We're put them up. See Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL, Dukes and Bell 929. A lot of guys are saying you shoehorned Cousins into too much shotgun and pistol last year in the first place, which gets back to Zach Robinson being a bad hire. So we'll ask Arch about why some of it we thought was because of the injury to Cousins earlier in the year. We'll get Dave's take on the amount of play action, how successful it was in New Orleans.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Thanksgiving week, guys. Tomorrow we're at Flowery Branch to talk with Coach Ra. Our next guest, talked to him last night on the Coach's Show. You can hear it every week on Mondays. And Arch, we played a soundbite where you went through the amount of times we were under center in this game with Coach, and he said, hey, you got to do what your quarterback does best. I just want to start there, and why did the Falcons' offense appear to function better with Cousins under center? But more importantly, isn't this what we should be doing, and is there a reason why we haven't been doing it with Michael Penix?
Well, I think that there's a lot of things to kind of try to dive into here, Carl. When you talk about the offense operating pretty well, if you go back to the first half of the Carolina game, that might have been the best we've looked on offense all year long. So I think we got to keep things in perspective. You also, maybe you're playing a little bit weaker opponent. There's a lot of things that are factored. I'm trying to dispel Kirk being under center. I played virtually my entire career under center and played in an offense where we ran play action. I know what you guys are getting at and trying to find some answers
right
here. But I think that if you looked at it objectively, we operated pretty damn well in the first half before Penix got hurt, even into that early second half before Penix got hurt. And we ran, I think I charted that game, we ran 30 plays of pistol and 12 plays of shotgun, did not run an under the snap until Kirk came in the game. And then Kirk ran 9 plays under center against Carolina. And offensively, I don't want to dispel what we did offensively this week. I mean, Kirk was 7 of 9 in play action for 117 yards in the game. All of that, I think, eight of the nine attempts were from under center. I think he had one play action pass from the shotgun. Extremely efficient, you know, and extremely good. But if you look at Penix, against Carolina, he went 3 of 4 on play action out of the pistol and threw for 55 yards there. So, I know what we're getting at. I know there's an axe to grind here a little bit, but I just don't know how efficient we were offensively. He had 300 yards of offense, and 117 yards of that offense came on 3 plays. So, I mean, you take that with what it's worth.
No, Arch, we've been just trying to figure it all out. I mean, the inequity as far as the other team getting so many more plays, that was still a problem, 23 more plays for the Saints in this game, and that's been continuing because the defense has been so good, ironically, being so much better at getting the quarterback on the ground and not translating to wins. Getting back to the whole thing with Zach, it just seems like, I mean, is there a sense of, hey, we got to go with what works now? So he's cool under center, so let's just roll with it because the season and somebody's jobs are on the line now.
Well, I think that Raheem has been pretty consistent with saying that. You know, and I know he didn't divulge a lot to you guys, and I know it's irritating to the fans. He's really good and really good at staying veiled as to what he wants to say. But I think he is consistent that I'm going to put the guy in the game where he's most comfortable. And Kirk is more comfortable under center. Penix is more comfortable in the pistol. Whether you like that or not, I get it. I understand that. Right. So are you more efficient in one or the other? I don't know that you could say that. I mean, this was a team last year was sixth in the National Football League in yards from scrimmage offensively. I think they were one of four teams or five teams that were top 10 in both throwing the football and running the football. And, you know, a lot of that was Kirk working in the pistol. The biggest question I think you guys are getting to is, can Michael operate from under center? Is there some kind of problem where he can't operate from under center? I don't think that's the case. I don't know that I think that they have ebbed towards where he feels most comfortable. Could you force him and maybe force feed a little bit under center stuff? I think if you go back to the Giant game last year, that was the game where we had, two pick sixes and we beat the Giants here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I think that might even have been his first start. He did some stuff. He did a lot more under center in that game than he has, you know, obviously this season. So I know that's the problem here. Now, the one thing I will say about the defense being on the field, and both sides are culpable here. The offense has got to stay on the field. You got to get first downs. Okay, you've got to keep your defense off the field if you can. But remember this: the reason the numbers were skewed in the second half against New Orleans is New Orleans went on a 15-play drive to start the second half. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got the football and went three and out, and that's where you blow it up on the offensive side. You need to go get some first downs. But then New Orleans got the ball back and went on another 15-play drive. The offense didn't have anything to do with that. Mm-hmm. That was 30 plays they ran in total, about 120 yards of offense. Now, fortunately, the defense was really good in the red zone and didn't let them in. But the defense is responsible for that. They converted 5 of 10 conversion situations, both third and fourth down. So defense has been awesome getting on to the quarterback. They did a really good job of limiting the explosive plays this weekend. We came in 29 plays of 15 yards or more the last three games the defense had given up. They gave up 4 on Sunday. So they really buttoned that up significantly. So you want to point to one person. I've told you guys before, there's just not one conclusive answer to which you put your thumb on.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, coming up, Barbara Dooley's going to join us. We're talking with Dave Archer about the Falcons. So how do we stack another one? Tell us what we need to know about this Jets team and going into this weekend, because the offense did look more fluid, and if that continues, then that bodes well for us, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can continue to run the football, I mean, obviously that's the basis of what this team wants to do, is run the football and then have the efficiency you had this last weekend in off that play action game, which I know Mike loves, and it was cool to see us touch him down the field with the play action to Mooney. It was good to see Mooney get back involved. I thought that it was kind of all hands on deck, and I thought everybody answered the call. I know you guys have talked about Drummond coming in and getting, three grabs of that. Charlie Warner thought he was at Raven County again, and all of a sudden he's running up the field making plays. And that's what you have to do when you have one of your best players in Drake London, one of the best players in the league at his position, out, and a guy you depended on significantly. I think that from a defensive standpoint, this is a Jet team. Even though they've traded a couple pieces away, like Quinnen Williams, they're still pretty good on defense. They're gonna fight you. So one thing that Brick knows is that defensive side of the football. You know, when he went and got Divine Diablo, he wanted to go get two guys, go get a guy that would mirror the two guys he had at linebacker, Quincy Williams and Jamin Sherwood. You know, those two guys, Sherwood's got 102 tackles already on the year. Those are the two guys he was trying to mirror when he went and got Divine Diablo. So you know how much he respects those two guys on the defensive side of the ball. And they've got the kid coming off the edge from Iowa State that can rush the passer and Will McDonald. So they're decently salty defensively. You better bring your game on offense.
Yeah, I hated the two false starts with Elijah Wilkinson. O-line has been, it started off like gangbusters, and then it's just kind of, it's fizzled a little bit. Dave Archer is with us here talking about the Falcons. We'll be up there at the branch tomorrow talking to Raheem Morris. We'll ask him questions all about it. The play calling, Penix, why doesn't he do this stuff under center? Why wasn't he in preseason? These are not questions for Arch. These are questions for Ra.
No, I wish I could give you the definitive answer. I'm not in those meetings, Mike. Right. I wish I could give you.
I liked being under center. I liked being in the shotgun. The play action stuff that you could do under center and assuming. Now, again, I've talked a little bit about how the offensive line has to help you out there, but the secondary is definitely peaking in the backfield. Is a longer play action give you more of an opportunity to influence those guys in the secondary? It certainly looked like Alante Taylor bit hard on the play action fake that allowed Mooney to get in behind him on that deep throw.
Right.
So there is some validity to that. I buy into that. I mean, that's the way it was when I was playing. We did a lot of hard play action from underneath center, and we were pretty successful with it.
One thing, Arch, and again, if you want to dive in this one, I'll throw it out there. You can pass or you can answer it. The feelings that Cousins wasn't forthcoming, like nobody wants to be taken out. He wasn't happy that they drafted a quarterback. He came to Atlanta under the impression it would be his team, and obviously not happy that we drafted a young quarterback. So he's not going to be forthcoming if he's really hurt. If there was just a journeyman like a Gardner Minshew who could come in for a week, maybe Cousins sits out, gets right, and we don't lose last season. Conversely, they then pivot to Michael Penix Jr., perhaps over maybe some hard feelings, the way Kirk spun it at the Super Bowl, saying, oh, no, I was really hurt. And maybe Michael Penix Jr. needed another year to watch from the bench. You buy into any of that?
Yeah, no, I think there's certainly, you know, it's not a conspiracy theory. I think there's some things to that. I mean, if you go back and you think about, okay, Kirk was going to be your starter for 2 years. I know there's been some conversation about it. Terry said, hey, we're not going to be drafting as high again, so we need to go ahead and get a quarterback now that we can play later on. Their whole plan was for Penix not to play for a couple of years. So is this development stuff you guys are talking about, is that part of what kind of ambushed him a little bit here? Is maybe he's playing a little bit before they thought they needed him to and before he was ready to take over the offense. I mean, you can come up with a lot of different scenarios here. I don't think you mortgage the team and the future of the team to make a point to a guy that didn't say something to you about an injury. I don't know that I would go that far as to say, okay, we're going to give it to Penix because you lied to us about an injury. I don't think that it's that petty, but I do think there was some reluctance on Kirk to say something because he knew that there was a guy waiting in the wings. Had that guy not been waiting in the wings, would he have been more forthcoming? I think that's all those arguments can probably have us grow some legs a little bit. That doesn't help us right now, obviously. We've got to go try to win, you know, 6 games and see if we can kind of come from nowhere on the rest of the league.
Dave Archer brought to you by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. I want to ask you about our two rookies. They're balling.
Yeah.
They're balling. And all of a sudden, Arch, you feel like you have two real building blocks with Jalen Walker and James Pierce. This is, I think, better than we expected. And I don't know if Falcon fans realize it because, again, the way the season's been going, how well these two young guys are playing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's more than what I expected. I don't think it's more than what Mike expected. I think all of us expected these two guys to come in and breathe fire on the other team's quarterbacks. And it's taken a couple of games and maybe to get into it, but they certainly are doing that now. And I think you can add to Carl, you know, you start talking about two young guys and Jalen Walker and what James Pierce are meaning to this team. Let's not forget what Brandon Dorlus is doing. He's got 6 sacks from the defensive tackle position. You've got to go back to Grady Jarrett early in his career. I mean, I think Calais Campbell had 6 sacks here a couple years ago when we brought the old guy in. But Grady Jarrett, you know, you got to go back and think about, 8 sacks several years ago at the defensive tackle position. You add Ruka Roboro to that. I think you really like the young football players that you've assembled on this football team. But Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., I don't know if it's more than I expected. I kind of expected a lot of those guys, as I think everybody else did. But you know what? They're showing up and ready to ball. And the thing that I like about it, guys, is there's an attitude about them that you start talking about, what do guys bring from the SEC that come from winning programs? They're coming here expecting to kick your ass, okay? They're not coming here, you know, as Mike likes to say, I came here to chew bubble gum and to kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum, okay? They want to get after you, and that's who they were in college, and that's what they're bringing to the table. And frankly, we have not had that here, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah, man. That's the thing, Arch, we've talked about, you got a lot of studs. I mean, that's what makes this season so frustrating. The Buccaneers are really struggling with injuries. They've lost 3 in a row. We should be right there at 6-5 based on, you know, do your blanking job. One guy who does, Billy Bowman. How much does that hurt to lose a guy like Bowman with the Achilles?
Well, it, you know, I was going to say it was a big deal. I mean, you went and drafted him for a specific reason, Mike. You went and got Billy Bowman to play the nickel spot because you weren't completely satisfied with what D. Alford had done the previous year. D. was third on the team in tackles with 80, but there were some moments where you felt like he was lost. Maybe he wasn't going to be able to fit in the position. How about D. last weekend? I had him as my guest on the coach's show. I think you referred to him, Carl. I mean, the guy is sharp as a whip. I mean, the guy understands – what he needs to do. I think that Ulbrich has helped him significantly in understanding Jerry Grace. It significantly have brought him along. 10 tackles last week and a fumble recovery. You hate to lose Billy and you lose some of your depth, but man, if you're going to turn it over to somebody, D. Alford's been playing pretty good.
No doubt. It was a good interview, Arch, and we appreciate your time with us today, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, man. Appreciate everything you do for us, and look forward to seeing these Falcons hopefully get after the Jets this weekend.
To you guys as well. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that listens to 92.9 The Game. We appreciate y'all.
All right, my man. Good stuff with Arch. Hey, coming up, Barbara Dooley's on the way. We'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind. And also, guys, if you missed Seth Emerson talking about the Dogs earlier today and the national perspective of College Football Playoff Committee and what's going down, we'll replay that for you because it was really interesting to hear him talk about the different scenarios. And I just feel like everybody goes, well, the best thing is for them not to play in the SEC championship game. And he's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Easy now, easy.
Hey, man, thank you so much for listening and being here. Want to remind you, join 92.9 The Game for the Bud Light viewing party. It's the watch party. Falcons Jets, 1 o'clock at Mazzy Sports Tavern on Venture Drive in Duluth. Watch the Falcons battle the Jets with Ali Mack, Freddie the Falcon, and the cheer team, guys. You can get more information on the website. Must be 21 years or older. Please drink responsibly, but you can win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets, plus win Falcon tickets and autographed gear as well with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to talk to the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley coming up at 4. Cannot wait to get her thoughts not only on the rivalry game with Georgia Tech, clean old-fashioned hate, but also what she thinks about where this college football playoff thing is going for Georgia. I don't know if you guys 6 weeks ago, I did not. 6 weeks ago, I did not think this was a championship caliber team. I thought they were a playoff team.
Neither did. Remember Connor Riley? We had that conversation back in August about the young defense and the turnover and all that.
And now I can honestly say they are, and I would put them in this against anybody. Whether it's A&M, Indiana, I don't know who's going to advance. Ohio State, I think in a neutral site, Georgia is as good as anybody, and we'll talk to Barber coming up at 4 o'clock. Hey, man.
What's the line for UGA and Ohio State in a neutral site game, do you think? What does that line open up at?
Well, look, Ohio State's been number one. If they they remain number one, they would be slightly favored.
Like two and a half?
Yeah, they would be slightly favored. It wouldn't be 9 or 10, no. I'll tell you that much. But they would be slightly favored, and I would have a problem with that. That's why we go play these games, man. But I think they are capable now of doing something that I think most of us, if you're a hardcore Georgia fan and earlier in the season you're like, yeah, this looks like a national championship team. It didn't to me. And if it does now, simply because Mike Gunner is playing so well and you keep talking about how the defense is developing.
Right. Now, again, if you guys, believe me, there's about three plays, if Mike Bobo and that Georgia offensive line can have back, which you can't because there's no time machine, and that Alabama game, Carl.
Oh.
I mean, there's that critical fourth down. I mean, some decisions. The drop. Yeah, there's a lot of – but, hey, it is what it is. Alabama wins the tiebreaker right now. There's, you know – chance that, you know, pray for Auburn in the Iron Bowl if you're a Georgia fan.
No doubt. All right, man. What's going on, Day-Day? What's on your mind today, man?
Hey, man. First
where it's at?
It's Thanksgiving week, so safe travels to all the people out there that are doing some traveling, moving up and down the roads and all that kind of stuff. Let's talk about the NCAA. We didn't get a chance to talk about this because the news broke Friday, and I think we were all getting ready to get out of here when we kind of saw it. But if you guys remember, about a month or so ago, they were going to allow players to bet on professional sports. Mm. Well, they have since reversed their decision.
Hey, common sense.
On that. And yeah, that's what I put. Duh. Rule change originally was set to go into effect on November 1st, but the NCAA board voted to delay the legislation, which would have allowed players and staff to bet on pro sports. But in all honesty, I feel like, you know, I want to get you guys' thoughts. I mean, this just needs to be nixed, right?
Yeah.
Because aren't you opening Pandora's box if
you
do this?
Now, we don't have as many crazy prop bets, potentially. And I think a lot of the big gambling sites are backing that thing off now. You've seen it. You saw the ESPN getting out of the gambling business. See that? ESPN bets going away. But, yeah, to me, it never made a lot of sense. So, yes, common sense indeed. And let's move forward. You don't need these kids monkeying around getting guys get leverage on them. Right? For becoming addicted to gambling.
Yeah, look.
And it could carry over into if you become a professional athlete.
Correct.
Sure. That could carry over with you.
Yeah, look, I think these are decisions and certainly conversations that need to be had in this day and age where it's, you know, it's legal again in 40 states, I believe it is, or 38 states or whatever. It's just where we are. But it is affecting the college landscape in a way that I don't think anybody thought it would.
What do you think the reasoning they thought it would be okay, though?
There's no logic for it. I mean, it made no sense unless the NCAA was going to have an official gambling partner.
Yeah.
And they were soliciting for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it made no sense when you brought it up a few months ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought about that. I was like, well, why were they thinking this was going to be okay? What, were they trying to prevent something? Were they, like, figuring, well, look, kids are going to do it instead of them doing it on our sport? Let them do it on the professionals. Anyway, all right, sticking with NCAA-related things, it's funny you guys were just talking about Georgia, Ohio State, obviously teams that are more than likely going to be in the college football playoffs. Do you guys believe the expanded playoffs add a little more juice to rivalry week in regards to teams being able to play spoiler in some cases?
I do. And, you know, look, we said this with Seth on earlier. The Michigan game is only interesting to me because of the opportunity for them to beat Ohio State, stick it to them again, and play spoiler. Now, Ohio State's not going to drop out of the 12, but they're not going to be a number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is playing spoiler, right? I mean, if you're Michigan, not only that, I think if they win, and I've said this, I think they get in.
They got a chance, yeah.
You get, you know, two losses. You got the best win of the season. There's a lot to be said about that with the committee, but
he just did it, man.
That's what he wants to say after the game. We'll see if he is. But yes, I do like this. Look, Georgia Tech's in a very similar situation. Okay, it would have been great for them to handle business against Pitt, but they didn't. And now you come back, you say, all right, you played Georgia to what, 8 overtimes last year? Is that the team we're getting on Saturday? Is that, that who we're going to see if it's Georgia Tech? And what if we, what if they do win? What's it mean for Georgia now, who will drop out of the top four? Mike said it earlier. Mm-hmm. There'll still be a playoff team, but you're playing spoilers. So, yeah, I like this idea.
Yeah.
What, though, what happens if – fun scenario here. Say Alabama or A&M loses and Georgia ends up in the SEC championship game. Does that become now a must-win for Georgia to avoid being three losses and not getting in the playoff at all?
Of course. Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. That's the thing. But, and by the way, the way Georgia Tech has looked the last three games, there's no way Georgia's losing this game. I'm sorry, Tech fans. That's why ticket prices, by the way, if you want to go Friday, have dropped. But, yeah, it's just the defense just lets them down. And the way that Georgia is functioning right now and the weapons they've got at the skill positions and the way that Gunner is
moved. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, man. Sorry. We love Brent, and it's a shame. Just never saw. We said it yesterday, if you missed yesterday's show. Never saw that one coming. To see Haynes King look that bad for two quarters, and he got it back together. It's too late.
Yeah. All right, last one for me. And I know you guys all probably think the same thing.
Okay.
You're often riding through wherever, Atlanta, the city, expressway.
When you say riding, you mean stop and
like
go.
Driving. Like driving,
technically, I'm just crawling.
Expressway, right. Are you 75?
Yeah.
But you see these, and you say, when the hell did they do that? Because I never see them do it. I'm talking about the graffiti on, like, billboards on the expressway. Like,
that's
when are these guys doing it? Because I've been on the road. Listen, going back to my days of being in the streets, partying in the clubs to 4 in the morning, when are these guys painting these billboards?
There's a guy, again, graffiti, I get it, self-expression, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to sound like, you know, get off my lawn. Never understood it. Being over in Europe, it's like, I watched this.
You didn't watch Beat Street, man? What's wrong with you?
I watched a documentary on HBO about guys who tag trains, who tag like train cars, and there's a whole subculture for that.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
But my question is when?
It's exactly.
When?
I drive on 85. Somebody puts the one little eyeball thing. He's got this guy that he makes.
Oh, God. That's so freaky. Yeah.
And he puts them all over the place. And at some
Reddit
point,
that one.
I'm like, when did you hang like freaking right. Spider-Man from like 50 feet over the interstate to do this?
And it's not a small eyeball right. either.
And
nobody's seen anything?
Nobody saw it. Same thing when I'm at the connection, when I'm at the Grady Curve. When did the guy climb on the martyr tracks, descend to do a perfect tag on the beam? There's a guy, there's an artist called I-Beam. I know because, Carl, I see this crap every day driving to work.
So
how do they
too.
Do it?
Just colored in and everything. Too, like, how do they find time to get all that done?
And we're in the day and age of social media and nobody's putting anything out there.
Let me tell y'all something.
Are you tag, Carl?
I might be.
Beat Street. No,
Beat Street, the king of the beat. Why do you have to sound like that, though, right?
I know.
I'm rocking that beat from around the street. Guys, they're doing it when you're not around, okay? Yeah. You're not on the road day-to-day at 3 and 4 in the morning
I
anymore.
Used to be.
But if I'm not there,
but
somebody's there, Carl.
But attention to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but the popo is. Johnny
Somebody
Law's out there.
Is.
When y'all asleep, okay, when y'all are like, oh,
this ain't
man,
walking dead.
Oh, it's too tired. That's when they're out there doing this. They're not doing it in the morning. Everybody would be aware of it.
But that was the thing. Where we were in Berlin, and again, if you've been to Europe, Rome, the graffiti, it's a shame. Now, you get to certain neighborhoods, they don't allow it. And they definitely have security, and it ain't happening. They literally got dudes 24/7 locking it down. But there's some areas where you're like, my buddy Fireman Ken, who you met yesterday, was like, I was expecting to see somebody with a spray paint can. He goes, selling spray paint must be a billionaire if you live in Germany. Because the stuff you see in Berlin, we saw it in Rome last year, it's insane, the level of graffiti. And some of it is, again, it's in the eye of the beholder. Some of it is creative. Some of it is just an eyesore.
Yeah.
But these cats are doing it, as you said, when people are sleeping.
But somebody's got to be up seeing this.
But,
someone.
But the really special stuff is talented.
It is.
The really special stuff that you're like, whoa, that's talent. Because it's not like this is a scratch and color in kind of
right.
deal. They're starting with that blank canvas and going at it. It's a great question, Day-Day. Maybe someone will reveal themselves to us on this radio station
right.
and
got
tell
a lot
us,
of listeners, man, all across
and
the
tell
city.
Us what's going on. Because that's what I've always
but
said.
But again, like, I do. To Carl's point, like when I was a kid, you know, when I was growing up and going to college, when I got kicked out of Florida State, I was at NYU. That's when Basquiat was doing his stuff on the street down in Greenwich Village, and you'd see stuff.
You didn't see Raymond?
No, I did not see Raymond.
That's good.
Oh, man. But I mean, some of it, like I said, but 99% of the crap I see on the highway, is crap.
Yeah.
Sorry, graffiti artist, you're just creating crap and eyesores.
All right, well, that's what's on my mind, but that's been on my mind for a long time.
But you don't
time.
Know who they are.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I'll be driving my kids to school, and I'm like, when the hell did they get up there? How did nobody see them
by the way,
up there?
Do you think somebody gets back to I-Beam and says Dukes and Bell we're talking about?
I'm just saying, you can reveal yourself. We will keep your identity private.
We're going to tag someone with Dukes and Bell.
Do we have one of those voice?
I started when I was a young child.
Go see Hey Man written on some overpass on 85 tomorrow.
I did my first tag in a schoolyard.
You know what?
If you tag, do that. Write Hey Man somewhere for us.
Yeah, if y'all.
No, don't say that.
No. If they're listening, since nobody knows when the hell you
take
guys
a picture
do this,
of it too.
Put a Hey Man up there, all right?
Yeah.
Put it up there and then let us know. Somebody will see it.
Hey,
let us know where it's at.
The more I think about this, Carl, Street Initiative.
Of
because
course.
We've been begging for billboards a couple years ago. Can I tell this story? We got a minute. I was going to get us a digital billboard for me and Carl. We had a nice bonus. So let's put it to use. Let's prime the pump, as they say in the business. And once the people found out who owned the digital company, who we were, needless to say, Carl, the price went up 175%.
Today's price.
You're saying not yesterday.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yes, if you are going to do it out there, please, again, do it. I need high visibility somewhere in the connector.
Do it, man.
Please, knock yourself out. That's H-E-Y-M-A-N. Hey,
look,
man.
And by the way, to our men and women in blue, we're not telling – oh, take me back. We're not telling them to break the law. I'm just saying if they're going to do it,
right.
Do
right.
it.
Hook a brother up.
Hook us up.
We'll see how to spell our names correctly, okay? Yes.
It's a lesson, too.
What would your graffiti tag name be, Carl?
Man, I don't even know. I've always kind of envied those guys because, again, the creativity.
It's an art.
I'm
going to
give
man.
You a box of spray can, yeah. Spray paint, and right. you go create this canvas. It's really cool.
Some more than others.
No,
I always seem to stay inside the lines, which is always nice.
Right.
Now, for the other side of this, let's be honest, that our tax money goes to clean these things up, too.
Right. Quickly,
okay?
Yes.
Right
so,
on.
Very true.
Right.
All right, man, Day-Day, good stuff. Barbara Dooley's coming up.
First Lady of Georgia football, I see ya.
That was the thing back then. They didn't have another word that rhymed. They just said, ha, ha, ha. All right, man, we're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.